Hello everybody and welcome to week number 4 here of the Troy Trojans Locker Room Chat here fresh off the new year. Of course, Happy New Year everybody coming out into this 2025 part of the season here with head coach of the Troy Trojan Boys, Jonathan Rodvelt. Coach, right now your team is standing at a good record, 4-1 on the overall, 2-1 in league play. The last time we had talked, you had played Valley Falls, but you were going on and you were facing Donovan West, which you went on to win at 48-43. Now you had supposed to have two more games against Blue Valley Randolph and Jackson Heights, but those games unfortunately were canceled due to the weather. The one on Friday versus Blue Valley Randolph last Friday, and the one on this week on Tuesday, yesterday, that one postponed against Jackson Heights. And now the hope is to play Friday against the ACCHS Tigers. But Coach, well, you haven't gotten a chance to play basketball yet in this 2025 year. What was it like kind of going through, just real quick, give me some thoughts about that Donovan West game, brief that, you know, a little bit of a practice that you had during the winter break, and then what's it been like and what's it going to be like to get your team back into mojo here as they've had some quite a bit of time off due to the weather?
Donovan West was a good game. It was not easy at all. They've continued to get better over the past few years, and boys on their team that have had to be thrown into the fire are now upperclassmen, and it was close. They had the lead for a good majority of the game even, and then finally we got our feet underneath of us a little bit in the third quarter, and had to go zone, and that helped a little bit. Their quickness gave us some trouble actually on the defensive end, and so we had to make some adjustments, and really at that point it was trying to find the right lineup that was working well together. And once we got that group of boys, definitely not our traditional five guys, but once we got that lineup together, it was kind of slow, but we definitely got some solid footing and finished the game out, and were able to take the lead. But it was a tough rivalry game, and you know, when you go play over at Highland, for us, it's definitely a tough place to play. So we were just happy to get out with the win there. And then over the break, we were excited to go play somebody other than practicing against ourselves, So of course the Blue Valley game had to be postponed there, but we got to work on a lot of things on film that you see that you want to get to, but once games start rolling in December, then you can't quite touch on everything as much as you want to. So just, you know, adding in some new things. You can't do it all at once at the beginning of the season, so winter break's always a good time to improve, and we always try and throw new stuff at them to keep them interested, because of course it's winter break, and you're always they're always out there wanting to, you know, what are we going to do after practice type of thing, and enjoying that. So yeah, it's when we like to sprinkle in new stuff and some wrinkles offensively and some defensive stuff. Playbook definitely gets a little larger during the winter break for us.
Well, you talk about your great players in your lineup on the team. Right now, Geiger averaging 16 points a game, rebounding 8.6 per game, even 2 assists per game. But then you also got Blevins, who's averaging also 10.2 points per game, and then 2.4 rebounds per game, 1.6 assists. I mean, you got some great guys there from the top of your lineup to the bottom of your lineup. So, you know, what's it going to take for these guys now, you know, getting that mindset back prepared and on your matchup on Friday against ACCHS, that game being on 103.9 KNZA?
We've got a lot of depth. We're lucky. It's a good problem to have, but we've got a lot of depth on the team. We've got a lot of athletic kids. You know, I really feel like I could basically have two different teams that would be very competitive with the depth that we have. Unfortunately, there's only 5 spots on the floor at a time. Henry Geiger and Logan Blevins have been our leading scorers, and they do a lot of other things. Henry's good on the glass. Logan's very fast and helps us with some defense on some of the tougher guards we play. But, you know, we've got Jack Hartman, he's averaging 7 points and 8 rebounds a game. And so, you know, he does a lot of dirty work in there and bangs on guys as well as Henry does. So then we got Gannon Bowe, and Gannon, Gannon's just been very mature for us this year in practices and in the game, and he's been a guy that's really been reliable and dependable, and kind of some of the calm in the storm for us at times when things get really crazy. So he's been a good leader on the court for us. We'll see. You know, you look at numbers and obviously they don't tell you the whole picture of what's going on. There's a lot of the hustle plays and things like that we definitely get to see on film, and we get to see those things in practice that not everybody gets to see when they look at the numbers. But hopefully we can get this, we will get this game in against ACCHS, and then we've got more big games coming up, and everybody's in the same boat right now. They were all ready to play, and all of a sudden we have this big snowstorm, and not everybody's quite able to get into the gym. So we hope to, get the wheels rolling. It would be nice to come out on Friday and just hit the ground running, but in case that doesn't happen, we're able to get some different guys in their different lineups and figure out what works for this first matchup. So we're really looking forward to it. It should be a really exciting month of January for us, and we'll see how we're looking after some of these big games coming up.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always coming up here into the Troy Trojans locker room chat again, week 4. Coach, thank you for your time.
Yep, thank you.
This locker room chat has been brought to you by Exchange Bank, Troy Booster Club, John's Market, Kinsey Farms, and Anderson Meat. And be sure on Friday to tune in to 103.9 KNZ with Brandon Zatman as he calls the ACCHS Tigers against the Troy Trojans.